This is CPR News. Colorado was stunned with the announcement in the last days of the Trump administration that U.S. Space Command would move from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama. A lot of people in Colorado want that decision reversed, and is that a possibility? CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Many considered Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs to be a shoe-in for Space Command's permanent headquarters. It was already here on an interim basis for starters, and it has the infrastructure in place to host a big operation like that. So it's understandable why officials might now be questioning the move. First, let's look at how reversing a decision like this could work in practical terms. President Biden could just announce it as easily as President Trump decided on Huntsville. Reggie Ash works with the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce. He points to the more than a dozen executive orders Biden signed on his first day in office.
Most of them undoing things that President Trump had done. So it's very easy.
So is this something the Biden administration would do? Democratic Representative Jason Crow told Colorado Matters last week he's spoken personally with new Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about potential unfairness in the decision.
He told me that he would take a hard look at the process and restart it if that's what the facts show.
Multiple news organizations have reported the military told President Trump Peterson Air Force Base was their preferred permanent headquarters. Trump still selected Alabama, a state where most of the congressional delegation formally objected to adopting November's election results showing a Biden victory. Again, Congressman Jason Crow.
We can't have national security and defense decisions being made based on politics. That sets a terrible precedent.
All nine members of Colorado's delegation, Republican and Democrat, recently signed a letter to President Biden asking for the decision to be reviewed. Whatever happens, the command would not move from Colorado Springs any earlier than 2026. Reggie Ash, with the Springs Chamber, says he does not think the regional economy will suffer too much due to the uncertainty.
We're strong at this point, and I don't believe that any of our companies are going to be leaving.
Colorado is home to hundreds of aerospace companies, many of which are directly tied to the state's military missions. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And this is Morning Edition on CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thank you for listening this morning.